Mark chapter 11. Jesus enters Jerusalem. And when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, instructing them, "Go into the village in front of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' you ought to say, 'The Lord has need of him,' and immediately he will send him back here." And they went away and found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it. And those that stood there said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" And they said to them, "Just as Jesus had said," and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and put on it their garments, and he sat upon it. And many spread their garments upon the road, and others spread branches which they had cut from the fields. And they that went ahead and they that followed cried, "Hosanna! Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." And he entered into Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked at everything, it being now evening, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Jesus and the fig tree. And the next day when they left Bethany, he felt hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it. But when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. Jesus addressed it, "Henceforth, no one will eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard it. And they came into Jerusalem, and he entered into the temple and began to throw out those that sold and those that bought in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money exchangers and the seats of them that sold doves. He would not permit anyone to carry any merchandise through the temple. And he taught and said to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of thieves?" And the chief priests and the scribes heard it, and they sought a way to destroy him, for they feared him, for all the crowd was astonished at his teaching. And every evening he left the city. And as they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, "Rabbi, look at the fig tree which you cursed. It is withered away." And Jesus answering said to them, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever shall say to this mountain, 'Be removed and thrown into the sea,' and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what he said will happen, he will have it. Therefore I say to you, all things, whatever you pray and ask for, believe that you will receive them, and you shall have them. And whenever you stand praying, forgive those who have something against you, so that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your trespasses." The question of authority. And they arrived in Jerusalem. And as he was walking into the temple, there came to him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And they said to him, "By what authority do you do these things? Who gave you authority to do these things?" And Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men? Answer me." They reasoned among themselves, saying, "If we should say, 'From heaven,' he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say from men, they were in fear of the people, for all truly held John to be a prophet. And they answered Jesus, saying, we do not know. Jesus said to them, neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things.